Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. For an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
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 With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, because it's Halloween, we're going to have ourselves a psychic who's also parapsychological. No.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yes,
is
that's
it
right.
Parapsychological?
Yes.
All right. Investigator who speaks to dead people. By the way, do you speak to dead people?
Well, actually, I don't call it that. I believe that I speak to those living in the afterlife.
Who are dead. Michael Curry is in studio tonight. Michael comes with some credentials. He's been on The View a couple of times. I'm just saying a couple of times. Could have been three, could have been one. I'm just going a couple. 2020, one of my favorite shows. And Tech TV, which I find strange, but I guess once in a while they say, like, the TV has a ghost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What are we doing on Tech TV, by the way?
I've done a couple of TV shows for Tech TV investigating haunted houses. They wanted to see the kind of equipment that the scientists use that work with us.
Right.
Oh, wow.
And it was really interesting to be able to show them some of our equipment.
Now, I'll tell you my take on the whole paranormal thing, which is, first, general skepticism, and most of it's sort of BS, but once in a while, somebody's missing, and they go to the police, go use a psychic, and the person sees a river and a bridge, and so they go look, and there's the body of the teenage chick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's something.
It's something.
Yes.
Yeah. And now, I it's probably something for a much smaller group of people than who actually call themselves psychic. Do you would you agree with that?
I disagree with that.
You disagree with that?
Oh, yes. There are millions of people in the world who believe in paranormal and believe in psychics and mediums.
I don't mean that. Believe.
Oh.
Who call themselves psychic.
Who call themselves psychic.
Well, there are a lot of people who call themselves psychic, but you know what? You're psychic, so is Dr. Drew.
Right.
Everybody has the
and
gift.
Every fat chick is beautiful.
Okay, you know what? You're entitled to your opinion. And you know what? Honestly, I don't care if you don't believe in it or not, because I do, and it's real for me. But here's the thing. A lot of people do believe that they have the ability to communicate with spirits, but not just to talk to spirits. I read auras. I can see the colors around you, which come from the electromagnetic field around you. And I can tell things about people by looking at these
right.
auras.
But I'm just saying, stop being nice to your fellow psychics. Just admit half of them don't know what they're talking about.
Well, no, they do know what they're talking about, but
the guys down on Venice Beach that are flipping cards
well,
who are insane?
You know what?
Yes, I don't, that's what I mean.
No. I don't judge those people because I think everybody has their ability. I don't use tarot cards. I don't use a crystal ball. When I read someone, I read you.
Do you have a theory as to what you're looking at or what it is?
Sure. I believe it's electromagnetic energy that every body is
Why do you receive it and some people don't?
I don't know. Mm. I have been struck by lightning and I survived
really?
That. And when I was a little boy, I was run over by a car. Oh. And after that happened, I started to see these colors around people. The reason I call myself a parapsychological investigator is because, and this sets me apart from a lot of other psychics in the world, or psychos, as you put it.
Yes.
But the reason is because I believe I'm searching for the truth as to why I can do what I can do. How does it work? I don't really know. I just know that there are certain people that I meet, and I shake their hand, or I get in their energy field, and I can read them like a book.
What colors Drew's aura, by the way?
Actually, Drew's aura today is sort of a purplish, pinkish, grayish color.
The gray am I sick?
Yeah, you told us that you were sick, feeling sick earlier, and yeah, that's part of that. You need to go home and force fluids and get some chicken noodle soup.
you're a summer, normally, right? So
It has nothing to do with that.
You can change, right?
You know what? Your aura is going to change. We're sitting next to each other. Your aura colors are going to change 100 times And I'll tell you. Ask me again later on. I'll tell you. Yours right now is green.
Yeah.
It's light green.
Thank you.
If I were doing a private reading for you, I would ask you if you'd had any green M&Ms today.
Really?
Because that's what green means. Yes.
That green.
Absolutely.
Wow. What does gray and purple mean? What does green mean?
Green is the horny color.
Yeah.
And gray and purple and gray and purple is just sort of an ill color. It means that you're just not feeling well.
Yeah.
Well, but you said that.
That's
so
true.
Obviously, you're not feeling well.
Drew is a man of exquisite passion, by the way. He's a little bit under the weather, but let it be known that his color is normally
pink and white. But this is the thing. You know, I mean, of course, we're joking about this, but seriously, the aura colors change as your moods change, as your cravings change. You know, they change many, 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 many times. I think that everybody has one or two colors that I like to call their life colors. And those are colors that seem to be with you a lot. You have a lot of white around you. Now, I know Adam's going to tease us when I say this, but white is the color of virginity. It's purity. It really stands for that. So I think you're probably a really good guy. You know, I know you're a husband. I know you have a couple of kids.
He's not going to argue with any of this.
It's all good.
But Adam's a good guy too. Adam has a lot of fear base, I believe, because your colors truly show me a lot of brown. And brown means that you're not really grounded. And maybe it's just you're not grounded right now. But I noticed...
What is grounded?
Grounded means
the definition
plugged
of that.
In. Being plugged into the earth. Really knowing who you are, what you want out of life, being goal-oriented and being able to go for it and make those things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I don't know you. And your aura colors are going to change a lot, too. You've got some blue in your chart.
You've got
some red in your chart. Red is stress, but absolutely the green that you have is over an area we call the heart chakra. Do you know what chakras are?
Mm-hmm.
They're the energy centers in the body.
Hold on, Drew. How do you know what chakras are?
What's the Caroline Biss?
Yeah, it's very good. Very good.
How do you know about chakras?
I'm interested in other people's beliefs.
Let me tell you the problem with this stuff. It's like that feng shui. Once you buy into it, then you screw up. Then you get killed. That's how Bruce Lee got killed.
But you know what, Adam? Feng
shui,
I don't believe in feng shui.
Oh, you're not into that?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe all of this stuff. I don't buy it all. I'm an investigator.
Would you help solve a crime, for instance?
I have worked on two cases, and the first case was very interesting. I can't discuss it because I signed a waiver stating that I would never discuss it, publicly. However, I probably won't do it again because the investigators were so mean to me.
Really?
They treat psychics many times like dirt because they don't believe in it themselves. And it's just one last resort.
Well, who calls you?
All kinds of people.
No, I mean, who calls you to come
for
do
a crime
the crime thing if they're
usually,
not in you?
Usually it's a family member who makes the suggestion.
So you're sort of an intrusion as far as they're concerned.
Well, yeah. I think so.
As far as,
And some of them really believe in it. I know psychics all over the country who work with police departments and things. And as you said, they get, symbols or they see a bridge or something and they find the person's body. And sometimes they find the perp, too. And it's really amazing when that information comes through. But you don't hear about those things because a lot of, these police departments they want to solve the crime themselves.
Well, anytime you're calling a psychic in to really do anything, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what your job is, even if you drive a forklift, I got to call a psychic in to help me finish my job. It's a bad sign. I mean,
it's not a bad sign.
It's saying to your boss, I can't get the job done.
But I disagree with you because what we do is we help people.
So you're saying if I drove a forklift and I called a psychic in to finish, that wouldn't send a bad message to my boss?
Well, of course it would.
But you do agree.
No. But I'm saying that that's a very strange description of bringing in. You wouldn't bring in a psychic to work your forklift unless they knew how to do it, too.
I'm saying if I was a cop and they're called the psychic in, I would feel threatened. I would feel like, okay, this means you can't get the job done.
Okay, and that's what I just said. And I think that's why they act out of their fear.
Sure.
When they're mean to us, it's just that they're not really being mean. The other thing is they don't want to pay us anything. We have houses to pay. We have
jobs.
They
don't?
No.
Well, who pay? Would the family pay? The family pays.
Many times they expect us to do it for free. You know, I lecture all over the country, and I can't tell you how many times an audience member will ask this question and say, well, why aren't you, if you believe this is a gift from God, why aren't you just going out there and helping solve all these unfinished crimes? Well, I have bills to pay. I have a mortgage.
Sure.
You know, I mean, I have to be paid for my time. So it's not just about that. You know, there's a lot more involved.
When did you get hit by lightning?
About 4 years ago.
Ooh. Really? Mm-hmm. That's it?
And that's when this all got more intense?
Oh, I hear thunder now.
Where were you?
I was actually driving on the 110 freeway coming from...
What?
Yeah.
It was in California?
In California. It was a freak storm. We had had a lot of rain that year, and it was a day that was... I'm also an antique dealer, and I conduct estate sales, and I was working out at a sale in Manhattan Beach, and I decided to leave early that day because the clouds were getting pretty dark, and it was pouring rain. And as I got up on the freeway, it was hailing. And I had never, I'm from Burbank. I'm a local kid, you know, guy. I had never seen hail so big in my life. It was coming down so hard, you couldn't see the car in front of you. And the traffic was going very slow. And I think I was on the 10. And as I got onto the 110, it was even harder and harder. And when the lightning struck, my radio would go out for a couple of seconds. The signal would get lost, and then it would come back.
Burbank, by the way, is the cradle for psychics.
Is it really?
Oh,
is
yeah. It? Yeah, most psychics come from Burbank.
For
it's considered this sort of primordial ooze for psychics.
And they're all born
there. Yes, absolutely.
That's interesting.
Burbank.
Well, I don't live there today. But,
look it up. Well, no, you don't live there, but you're the psychics that
What
come
other
from
psychics
there.
Do you know were born in Burbank? Give me some names.
Kenny Kingston.
Born in Burbank?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep. Go look it up. I don't know.
I don't think that's true. I think he's from the Midwest. But anyway,
yeah.
So driving up on the freeway, there was, you know, the thunder was so loud, you could feel it in your soul. I mean, it was really something. And lightning struck, and I just saw a turquoise light, and then I saw nothing. My vision was gone. My eyes were burning. It was the scariest thing.
You're driving in your car.
I'm driving in
the
my car,
hit
but
your
very
car,
slowly.
You think?
Well, let me finish my story. Going very
All right, well,
slowly
hurry,
on the freeway.
Hurry, please.
And, well, you asked me, and I'm telling you.
All right, come on. It's a radio show. We've got to move it along.
And your aura just changed now,
too. All right,
too.
Aura.
What color
Let's
is it
go.
Now? What color is it now?
Now it's orange.
It's going to be a long, long night
It
for
is going to be a long night.
So pick it up.
So anyway, I lost my vision for a few minutes, and then it came back. We had all the cars had sort of stopped, and a woman had slammed on her brakes, hit another car. I saw the car spin around just before all this happened. And then, of course, the radio went out, and my steering wheel was very hot, and then everything came back, and I was really scared, and by then the traffic had sort of started up again, so I made my way home. By the time I got back to Pasadena, I couldn't figure out what had happened to me, so I called a friend of mine who's an MD, and he said, well, you know, it sounds like your car might have been hit by lightning, and you were really in the safest place because
in the car, sure.
The tires would ground you. Yeah. He says, go out and look at your car and tell me what it looks like. So I went out and had a van then. My antenna was completely melted onto the hood of the car. Mm. The paint was all stripped off the hood and the roof. I mean, it was amazing. Mm. So I got back on the phone, and he says, well, congratulations. You just survived a lightning strike. Mm. So that's how I found out. I have to say, though, that for the next 40 days, my abilities were so fine-tuned that it was like everybody I read... It was 100% accurate, and that's rare. No psychic is ever 100% accurate all the time.
Kenny Kingston is.
I disagree. I don't think he would say that. I studied with him for a while, and he's a great man. But...
He speaks to the sweet spirits. Where is Kenny Kingston, by the way? Is he alive?
Sure, of course he
is.
Yeah, he's alive.
All right.
He's plugging along.
All right. I miss him and his companion. All right. He always had his sort of companion.
Well, he always said that he talked to Marilyn Monroe every day. That was sort of his main spirit, you know, that he claimed.
I would think that would get boring pretty quickly. Like, I could see screwing her every day, but talking to her every day.
Oh, yuck. Would you want to screw her now? That's
well,
her corpse?
Yeah.
Her spirit. Her spirit.
I mean, her spirit.
You can't have sex with ghosts.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
All right. I saw that movie with Barbara Hershey.
Well,
she was being raped by a ghost.
What was the entity case?
Right.
A friend of mine actually worked on that, a parapsychologist
friend. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Somebody asked me about that yesterday on another show I was on, and they said, can ghosts hurt people? It has not been my experience in the last 20 years that I've been doing this work that I've ever seen a spirit lift up a grandfather clock and throw it across the room or move furniture or scratch somebody. You know, if you believe that that happened to you, that's great. That's your experience. But I have never seen that happen.
Yeah, they don't seem to lash out too much.
They do lash out, but not physically. They lash out in other ways, like making lights flicker or turning on a stereo.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
that's I wouldn't even call that lashing out, though. That's more nuisance stuff. You know what I mean? That's kids on your lawn. Instead of, you know, guys that are breaking into your house. You see what I'm saying? It's a nuisance crime. Yeah. You flicking the stereo on and off, I can live with. It's, you know, getting crushed by the grandfather clock.
But it's Halloween, so we're going to stay with this.
It's Halloween, yeah. Are we? All right. Let's talk to Amanda, who's 20. Amanda?
Hello.
What's happening?
Not much. Just sitting around. I had a question for Mr. Psychic Man. anyways, currently I am working on a film. But normally I'm more into arts and everything, and I'm going to school and stuff, and this is a brand new project for me, and I'm wondering, like, should I still keep with the arts and everything, or, like, should I stay with the film and hopefully get some offers and go with that?
I think you should do both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely do both at the same time. And it's not impossible to do that. I am a person who does many, many things with my life, and you can be ambidextrous in life. I mean, that's not really a question to ask a psychic, but if you want to do it and you have the drive and determination, go for it.
Well, okay. Do you think you can do both?
Possibly. I don't know. It's a brand new experience and everything working on this movie. And
are you having fun with it? Do you like it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's really interesting. And stuff, but who knows?
Then go for it.
Go right, for it. Wait a minute. Do both is not psychic advice.
I'm not. I just said it's not. That's not a great question for a psychic.
Yeah.
For a medium.
All right.
You know, I mean, if she wanted to ask me if she's ever going to have a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, that's one. Yeah.
Amanda. How about that one?
Sure.
She can have a baby?
Are you engaged right now?
No, but I am currently seeing someone.
Okay. Is his name Mike?
No.
Okay, is there a Mike in your life?
There is a friend of mine.
Aha.
But well, I rarely see him.
But he has a crush on you.
Really?
Yes, and he would love you to be his wife. And I do feel that from the energy I'm getting from your voice, that you will end up having 4 children.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow. Well, my mom, she had 7. My gran had 5. And,
tell us more about Mike, Amanda.
Mike, well, the one Mike that I do know, he's a tattoo artist, and he's getting involved with like a music magazine and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave me my first tattoo.
But you know what? But you and Mike have more work to do together. You know, working in the entertainment world and producing films and TV. I can feel that the two of you could be working together.
Yeah. And you know what? Asked me actually to work on this magazine with him.
Aha!
There you go. Am I psychic or what?
That's psychic. Hey, all right, Amanda. So forget this guy you're with and hook up with Mike. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
Well, keep your eyes open. Mike, though?
Well,
Mike's,
you know,
everything, potential for
look,
Mike.
I believe that everything happens as it should. And if you and Mike are meant to be together, then you and Mike will be together. But it's a matter of time. You know, if you love the guy you're with now, I guess you have to think about what the consequences would be. And you need to find out for sure if Mike truly, you know, would want you to be his wife and want you to be the bearer of his children. You can't just end a relationship and go off to somebody else. You have to find out. You have to investigate it, you see.
Right. But if it's a foregone conclusion that that's the direction she's going to go, we might as well just stop wasting everyone's time.
But everybody's in control of their own destiny. They have to make their own decisions. When you go to a psychic or a medium for advice, or they come to you for advice on the radio show, you know, you're going to give the advice that you feel is truth for you, but they have to find the truth in their own life, and they have to make the ultimate decision.
Give Drew a quick reading. What do you see with Drew? He's got stuff cooking.
I get the name Jordan around you very strong.
Whoa. That's pretty good.
Who's
my
Jordan?
Son.
Oh, is that your son?
Son,
okay.
Yeah.
Well done.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I also get the name Misty around you.
Ooh. Misty.
Now,
that stripper you dated.
Well,
or are dating.
Now, one thing I want to say to the callers, too, that when you call a psychic or you ask a psychic to do a reading for you, you know, many times they go in with this preconceived notion that they want to talk to their mother or grandmother, father, whatever. Huh. Don't do that. Go in with an open mind, because, like, I picked up Mike for her. I don't know who I'm the Mike. I mean, where did Mike come from?
Right.
You know, I pick up the first impression, and that's what I give you. Hmm. And it may be a coincidence, and Adam will probably say, oh, it's just a coincidence. Hey, I sounded just like him.
Yeah.
But truth be known, you know, Misty may be someone that is the checker at your supermarket where you shop,
or
could have been a nurse you worked with many years ago. But I don't know why I get that name, but that's the name that I come up with for you. There's also a Stephanie, mm-hmm. and there's a Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a Patricia.
Wow.
Around you.
It's like Hobo Kelly. Remember Dan? She would say hi to everybody.
That's right.
Any of those people?
And yeah, I actually know lots of people with those names.
I get the name John around Adam. I wonder if that's Sheriff John.
Yes.
He married Hobo Kelly. Did you know that?
Did he?
Yeah.
No way.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm going to bake a birthday cake. That's Sheriff John.
Yeah.
Yeah, putting our can on his birthday cake.
We'll did you really? Play the day away.
One
more thing.
It would have been great.
I'm just kidding. But I watched those shows, too. I'm just surprised that somebody would know who Hobo Kelly was, because I don't think she was out of California.
Yeah. Regional.
And I heard that Hobo Kelly and Miss Marianne shacked up for a while, but I don't know if that was true.
Interesting.
And, you know, they had romper room together, so.
Nope. All right. So you see the names Daniel,
yeah.
Stephanie, Misty. Mm-hmm. Who
Patricia.
Else? Patricia. Those are all names. Anything? What do you got there, Drew?
My mother-in-law's name Patricia. I have a bunch of patients named Patricia.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an older woman. I was assuming it was either your wife's mother or your mother.
Mm-hmm.
I also got the name Tom around you very strong.
Just left the Tom a few minutes ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, these are very common names, but this is what I pick up around you. Now, Jordan is obviously, you said, is your son.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a real close relationship with him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're strange. He
more
lives in
so
Montana.
Than the other kids? Or?
No, they're listening, Drew. You better be quiet.
He told me off,
and he only loves one of his three children, and that's Jordan.
That's not true.
Oh, he says he tolerates the other ones. He has nothing against them.
Jordan constitutionally is more like me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he has no constitution.
Right. He's boring.
Yeah,
he's
boring. Okay. Like so constitutionally, he has no constitution. All right.
What does the name Muir have to do with you?
Muir?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I have a patient in Muir near Muir High School.
Yeah. Did you go to Muir High School?
No. Did you go there?
I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't. Okay.
But he's just coming up. Drew's so sympathetic. He's trying to come up with stuff.
No, there's the two
Lamborghini Miura sports car that was manufactured some years ago.
No.
All right.
I get names, and I have names for Adam, too, but if
what
you don't
do you
want
got?
To hear them, then
what
I'll
do you
help
got?
Them, too.
What do you got?
I get the name Pixie around you.
No?
I also get the name Yvonne.
Pixie.
Yvonne.
Mm-hmm. I'll write these
Pixie
down.
Is an animal. Pixie is either a dog or a cat.
Not coming to mind, but
well,
keep going.
But again, you know, and this is the other thing, that I will leave here tonight, and, you know, a day or so may go by, and all of a sudden you'll hear the name Pixie and think, oh, my God, why did Michael mention that on the air, you know? I mean, sometimes those things come back to you. Now, for some reason, I'm getting this weird feeling in my stomach, and sometimes I'm very empathic. I pick up pain or I pick up certain feelings, and I feel like it's an animal that's been very, very sick. It's this very small dog.
Mm-hmm.
Closely associated with you, though. It's not
with
Drew.
Me.
Yes, with
me.
You. Uh-huh.
Hmm. Well, I did have a small dog vomit on Jimmy Kimmel Live a few days back.
What was that dog's
back.
Name?
It wasn't Pixie. That just basic name was like...
what kind of a dog was it? Was it little?
Yeah, it was a little. Was a Chihuahua.
Oh,
Had a very sort of...
John.
Yeah, a name like that. You know, you expect lap dogs have ridiculous names.
Like Pixie. Right.
Yeah, like Pixie. But thing I got to give Michael credit for is, you know, Yvonne and Pixie, they're out there. And then he gave a good one for you, too. I mean, I don't associate them with anything, but it's still ballsy names.
Right,
you know?
Right. They're not, you're not going the easy stuff.
Well, said, you know what? I know you don't believe in this, and that's okay. I always, when I met Barbara Walters, she said to me the same thing. She says, I don't believe in any of this. And I said, well, that's okay.
Right.
But this show is about me. It's about what I do and what I believe in. And that's all right. You know, I've gained a lot of respect. I do a lot of private readings for movie stars.
I did
a reading for Princess Diana long before she passed.
Did you really see any of that?
No, I never did. And if I do see negative things like that, I don't tell people that. Because, again, I believe you're in control of your own destiny. If I were to tell you that you were going to be in a car accident on Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, you know, you probably would have one. You might create one. Now, I'm not telling you that's going to happen for you. It might happen for Adam, but it won't happen for you. No,
well,
just kidding.
There's a good chance I wouldn't be driving a Tuesday at 4 if I knew I was going to get an accident.
Right. But the thing is that I don't tell people those things because I know that psychology you know,
suggestion.
They may go out and they may have an accident, but I might say you might be careful driving the next couple of months.
What about about earthquakes? Any earthquake stuff?
You know what? I always feel an earthquake, but I always feel it about 5 or 10 minutes before it's going to happen.
Oh wow! Mm.
So I can't call people up and say, "Pack up your stuff." Mm. You know, the 1994 earthquake. I had a dream that I had. I just bought this beautiful antique statue, a German bisque statue, and I had it in my room. And in the dream, I got it from bed. I ran to the dresser. I grabbed it, brought it to bed, put some pillows over it, and rode out the earthquake. And I woke up, and I rubbed my eyes, went to the bathroom. And as I came back to bed,
pow,
it started to shake. Mm. And it was amazing. It was that quick, you know. So I do get some earthquake things, but... I also don't know who's going to win the election either. A lot of people have asked me that.
Oh, really?
I'm really not sure.
Should have thought of that. All right. We'll take a quick break. Michael Curry, he's a psychic, is here. He's also a parapsychological investigator. So you call in. It's Halloween night. So you call in, ask your questions, utilize Michael's skills while he's here. And come back. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Vanessa had non-consensual sex with a ghost 7 years ago. All right. That'll be good, yeah. All right. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Michael Curry is in tonight. He's a psychic. He's a parapsychological investigator. Dr. Drew is here. He's this close to dead.
Remember that night we were in University of Maryland?
Mm-hmm.
That's what
you're vomiting.
Like. I was vomiting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Drew had had a horrible weekend. Vomited his ass off.
My ass off.
And has diarrhea, which he speaks of freely.
Oh, that's why he's sliding out of the chair. Okay.
Yeah.
Why
well, you know,
he can barely move. I know he's sick because he didn't go up and go whiz with me during the break.
I know. That's why I was telling you that. I apologize for not sharing that moment.
And Michael, consider yourself lucky because we always talk about the guests when we're urinating.
Uh-huh.
We
were talking about you while you were gone, so we probably had more fun than you would have talking about me.
No, we didn't pee, Adam. We didn't pee.
It usually goes like this. Like Drew goes, I think he's cute. And I go, ooh. And then we both laugh.
Sometimes you go,
okay. Well, that's after the whiz. Yeah, I get to shiver. Yeah, that'd
actually
be a good thing to figure out.
I'm getting
out
something else here, and I'm not sure what I'm getting. Can I ask? Do you mind?
Sure, ask away.
I hear a man, an older man, mm-hmm, very, very deep baritone voice singing. Mm-hmm. Sounds sort of like opera, classical music.
Mm.
Something really, really deep.
Mm.
Anderson,
what do you have over there, buddy? Because, yes, Dr. Drew, are you a baritone? Drew mm-hmm sings opera, by the way.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm.
He does.
Oh, very interesting.
And
I do, too.
He's really?
Absolutely.
Oh,
uh-huh. Absolutely.
Well, it's going to be nice to hear you guys
trained,
do a duet.
Dual trainer.
Should,
really?
Yeah.
Well, here he is. Yeah.
See, a real singer laughs at that. He goes, oh, are you kidding?
He's thinking,
this guy's a tenor, though.
So that's me.
Oh, is that you?
Yeah.
It is? Oh, very good.
Yeah. Now he knows it's you.
I'm very impressed.
You sucked 10 seconds ago. Yeah, this is Drew on Win Ben Stein's Money.
No,
what show is that?
Ben had a show for 5 minutes called Turn Ben Stein On.
That's right. This is the reason they called it. There he is, everybody. You sing, Michael?
I do.
And you sing opera as well?
I'm a professional opera singer.
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I trained in opera for 12 years, and I've appeared in several touring Broadway shows. In fact, the first three shows I got hired in mm-hmm had to do with ghosts. That was The Phantom of the Opera, Les Mis, mm-hmm, and The Secret Garden.
Oh, do a little. Come on. Give us a little Phantom.
No,
you can't just bring that up.
No, can't right now.
Why? What is that? What is it with opera singers?
You have to warm up.
Then there's got to be an accompaniment. It's
absolutely
very, very hard to...
Sure.
Well, it's hard for guys that, you know,
they can't sing, like myself.
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying.
Michael might be able to.
I've actually recorded 17 albums. I've done background vocals for several, you know, very well-known celebrity people, including, rock and roll singers and classical people.
Maybe you were seeing yourself when you were having
No, because I have 30 spirit guides, and none of mine were singers.
You have 30?
I have 30.
Because I got like 8, and I'm missing.
No, you
I'm
actually
missing
have,
a bunch.
You have more than that.
Well,
you
some
do.
Guys bogus. All the spirit guides, and then we're supposed to get by with like a handful, and you got 30, and we're barely getting by.
You know
here?
What? there's a lot more to you than meets the eye. And I was saying at the break, I know that this character that you have on this show is just a character for you.
It is.
You are a much deeper individual than you let your fans understand.
Oh, no.
How
different am I off the air?
Off the air, Michael, Adam does not talk except about his mother and grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And or complain about traffic.
Yeah, complain about traffic. Talk about building.
But doesn't talk. Certainly not funny.
Mm-hmm. No.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Sort of brooding and quiet.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
No, that's...
I think he's funny all the time, but I think he's funny for a reason.
True. Not intentionally funny,
no,
right?
I don't think I've ever laughed at anything he has said when the mics are not on. Laugh my ass off when the mics
really?
Are on.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
he's
never
hysterical.
Oh,
hysterical.
Can't
wow.
take that smile off your face once the mics eat up. Are you kidding?
But,
no, you're very consistent, Drew. You must practice not laughing off the air so you have good form for when I'm on the air.
Yeah, you warm
but
me
that's
up.
The interesting thing about being a psychic. And I'm not just a psychic. I wanted to point that out as well. I'm a
opera
medium.
Singer.
Well, I'm
oh.
a psychic medium.
Right.
I'm also an antique dealer.
Yeah, what is the medium?
I'm a certified appraiser. I do lots of things. A medium is someone who is aware of their psychic abilities to the point where they can see spirit. Spirit actually appears to me. When I come to people's homes to do readings for them,
mm-hmm.
I'm able to introduce them to their personal spirit guides, not just by name.
Can you see ours?
I can describe them. I can't see them right now, but later on I may be able to. It's different in this
really?
Atmosphere. And a lot of it has to do with all of the electrical equipment in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Spirits are very much attracted to electrical devices. That's why when I made the comment earlier about many times spirits will turn on a TV, like in Meredith Vieira's case, her television set would turn on in the middle of the night and it would be rolling. It would be these channels would appear that were not a part of her cable system.
Mm, weird.
And lights would go off and on, rocking chairs would rock back and forth. I mean, they had a lot of electrical things going on. So when they brought me to New York and I went to her property and walked around outside, I picked up a lot of spiritual presence of people who lived during the Revolutionary War period. And she lives in a part of New York called Sleepy Hollow, New York.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that's the legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah, that's right.
Where the Ichabod Crane.
Well,
I
went to the home of Washington Irving, and I went to his graveside.
Great ball player.
Really bizarre things happened there.
Dr. J. Oh, when he went from the, he started in the CBA, you know.
And really?
Then
that was the WNBA
over.
In those days.
CBA and then POW, right over the NBA. Yeah.
But anyway, at her house, to get back on track, we had a lot of unusual things happen. And the main spirit was in a tree, near a tree, a woman who was swinging on a swing.
Mm-hmm.
And she had fallen when the branch broke and she was pregnant. She lost her child.
Ah.
And I told her, I said, look at where we are. Look, there's your den. Here's where the spirit is. The connection is right there. So, you know, I mean,
what do you do, though, if you're Meredith Vieira and you find that out from The View, by the way, this is when
right,
you're on
that's
The View.
Right. Uh-huh.
What do you do now? Now you build a retaining wall or you cover your house with foil? Like, what do you do?
Well, I did a seance at her house.
Ah.
And seances last a long time. When you see television shows like on the History Channel, Travel Channel, you're seeing about four or 5 minutes of a segment that may have taken 8 hours to film. We filmed at her house for 12 hours. We were there all day and all night. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And you do build a retaining wall. In fact, I mentioned to Dr. Drew that I would give him something at the end of the show that I'll teach him how to build up a wall around himself so that when he visits his patients, he won't bring their pain back home with him. And you do that. That's something that you learn to do.
Mm-hmm.
She needed to build up a barrier. Once we made contact with the spirit, found out why she was here, I was able to tell her that it was all right. She was deceased and she could move on.
She didn't know she was dead?
No, and many spirits don't.
Oh, my now, God. Hold
and there
on.
Are different
Hold
kinds
on.
Of spirits.
We could be dead now. I just
you
thought
know
about
That's
that.
That's right. Because
we
your
don't
aura
know.
Is so well, your aura is so dark, it's very possible.
Oh, I'm just saying, if you don't know you're dead, who the hell knows we're alive?
Well, and that's
Drew,
the interesting
punch
thing.
Me in the arm.
People,
let me just see.
People
seriously.
People ask me that all the time. How do you know the difference between someone who's alive and someone who's deceased?
Mm-hmm.
And the difference is because of their auras. Your colors are very bright.
Mm-hmm.
Spirits only have three colors. They have black, white, and sort of a grayish color.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see spirits, they appear to me as solid as you are to me and I am to you right now. Sometimes they're transparent. And it's become my life experience, my knowledge, that those are the spirits that have been on the earth plane for a long time, hundreds of years. You know, we always hear stories about ghosts in England and they're transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Tower of London. And I think it's because they've been roaming the earth looking for the answers, and they can't find those answers.
Where do they go once they get freed up? And by the way, Drew, you got to go to the bathroom with me this time. We got to talk.
Ha-ha.
You know what I'm saying? But where do they go once, like I say, you're at Meredith Vieira's house. There's a spirit of a woman who lost her child when she had an accident in the tree, and she's sort of hanging around looking for I don't know what, but then you tell her, hey, you're dead, which got to suck, by the way.
No. It's not like that. No.
You don't do that?
In fact, one of the biggest misconceptions, and this is a very important keynote to make on your show, is that if you feel you have a ghost in your house, you do not want to call a priest and you do not want to perform an exorcism. That's the worst thing to do.
Priest, right.
Well, or minister, because what if the person wasn't Catholic? What if they weren't religious?
Yeah. There's no Jew ghosts, though, are there?
Of course there are. There are ghosts of all different nationalities.
Never hear of the Jew
ghosts. The thing is, when you conduct an exorcism, you can cause more problems in your house than you had before.
Why? Aggravate the ghost.
And they are frustrated, and they're trying to get your attention. Many times I go into places that are haunted, and the spirits say to me, oh, thank God you can hear me. Do you know how long I've been trying to get the attention of these people? Why don't they answer me? They're very frustrated. They want answers many times.
So then,
Maybe you are a spirit, Adam. You sort of come at me that way all the time.
Why would you answer me?
I don't respond to you.
So
you're dead.
Quiet down. So as a doctor, are you allowed to shout that kind of stuff on the radio? Think about the oath. All right, so Meredith Vieira, you find her ghost or her spirit.
Right.
The spirit doesn't know she's deceased.
That's correct.
You let her know?
No.
What do you let her know?
What I said to her was, you can release now. I never say to a spirit, you're dead, get out of here. You don't do that to people. You don't do it to a live person, you shouldn't do it to a spirit.
I know, Adam, if they don't know they're dead,
you can
find
release
out.
Now. You can release.
It's too late. Luckily, I did one before I came here.
You know what, Drew? He has released. This is hell for him.
Oh, I see. He's in purgatory.
It's semantics. Either way, you let the person who doesn't know they're dead know they're dead.
But you don't do it blatantly like that. There's a careful way of telling people things, and that's what you do.
Well, aren't they in denial, though, if they thought they were alive?
Okay, look, here's the thing. You're no longer alive. You don't have a brain. You don't have a mind. You take with you in death what you had at the last moment of your life, the last breath and everything before. Another misconception is that when people die...
Hold on, wait a minute. And everything before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's everything then, right?
That's right.
Oh, so you just take with you... what you got, right?
That's right. You don't have this plethora of information all of a sudden that you know who's going to win the World Series, or you can tell somebody which slot machine to go bet on in Las Vegas. It doesn't really work like that. There are different kinds of spirits. There's ghosts. Ghosts are people who die and don't know they're dead, and they are trying to figure out where to go next. There are spirits. Spirits know they're dead, but they don't want to leave. They liked the earth. They want to hang out. They want to say goodbye to their children. They want to watch their children or grandchildren grow up, they have some unfinished business.
But this is a ghost
Meredith
Vieira had.
That's correct.
So you release the ghost, and then do they become... No, they don't become a spirit.
No.
They move on.
They move on.
Where are they going?
To wherever it is we go after we die. I don't know that one. I won't... See, this is the other thing. I don't have all the answers. I'm still searching for the answers for my own questions. And with my books, I've written 11 books. If my books help to answer questions for other people on their path, great. That's what it's all about. Anybody who tells you they know it all...
Believe them.
They don't.
Oh.
How could they possibly know it all?
I don't know.
Nobody knows it all.
I want to talk to Vanessa, who had sex with a ghost.
Yeah, I do too, because she's going to be nuts. Vanessa?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Yes, I am.
Speak in your phone a little louder, sweet spirit, would you? All right, can barely hear you.
Okay, is that better?
There you go.
Okay.
All right, so you were raped by a ghost?
No, I wasn't raped, but I was 18 and I was laying in bed one night, and I just felt like there was something, just a presence, between my legs, and
hold on, I'm getting a feeling. Is your stepdad named Rob?
No.
No. No stepdad,
so,
ghost and smell of bourbon.
Steve.
And so I thought, I know this is strange, and I felt really weird, inside. And then I said mentally I think the guy probably understands what I'm saying. I was talking to him. I said, if you're for real, penetrate or whatever, and he said to me, well, if I did, you'd probably go into shock. And then he said, well, how about this for a test? And then my shampoo and conditioner bottles fell on the...
Wow. That's why you got to go with that PERT, because that's a shampoo and conditioner in one. It's hard to handle both.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Hold on a second there, Nutball. Vanessa's got that, I always call it pressured speech, but you call it...
No pressured.
No,
tangential.
But there's a tone, a tonal speech that you correct me on. Yeah,
I remember. You're right, but I'm not sure.
Drew, what happened with you, like in school?
I'm sick.
No, but like in school, someone went, Mr. Pinsky, what's 2 + 2?
Yeah, the teacher would give me an explicit question, and I have an answer for that.
Drew, her voice, we've had it 3 or 4 times.
Oh, restricted over... affect. The restricted
Thank
affect.
You.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you. 3 or 4 times over the last
yes.
She has couple of months.
Restricted affect.
In spades, yes?
She's got it.
All right, you see?
Yes.
All right. Vanessa?
Yes.
Oh, you have that restricted affect.
Yeah, I'm the one that I've called times.
You've called before, yes,
yes
and I
yeah.
think we commented on your voice.
Yeah, I had a stroke from pneumonia, remember?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Well, listen, when you had a stroke, all kinds of funny things can happen in terms of how you proceed. That's what I was going to say, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Particularly things like night terrors, which is what you're describing.
Sure.
It was basically a seizure experience.
So, did you have sex with a ghost?
Well, yeah, I would say so because...
Did you have an orgasm?
Yes, I did, yeah. I didn't know if you could say that over the air.
Did the spirit have an orgasm?
I don't know.
Well, that's a mess.
But I mean, I don't ask that question to make fun of you or anything because
I would have, but yeah.
Well, I know you would have, but I try to take people for their word, but I have never truly in my 22 years of experience as a parapsychological investigator or a psychic medium have I ever met someone who truly had a ghost attack them physically, mm-hmm. sexually, mm-hmm. you know, mentally, yes, because we're dealing with parapsychology, which is of the mind, but I can't believe that. I just can't myself. It just doesn't seem to make sense. How can a ghost materialize and make love to someone or have sex with someone?
This wasn't making love. This was
violent rape.
However, even the spirits in rape, they come.
Yes,
don't they?
That's right. All right, hey, Vanessa.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, actually. But
oh, okay.
Good.
All right. Well, maybe if the spirit is listening, he'll swoop down and give you a second helping. Yeah. Yes, nothing better.
And I have another question. You, sir, could you tell me what happened to my cat?
It was raped by the ghost as well. All right, hold on a second. Oh, yes. They love
no
felines.
Doubt. Oh,
really? We need to take a little break. I think if you can figure out what happened to Vanessa's cat. I'm guessing her mom took it away for the cat's own safety at a certain point. Probably put the tail in the fan one too many times or something like that. Michael Curry is here tonight. Do me a favor. Drew, we got to go to the bathroom this break. We got
to
go.
But
let's
I have
go.
To actually have to go. So
I'm going to help.
Let's go.
Michael Curry is a psychic. He's a parapsychological investigator. He's in tonight because, after all, it's Halloween. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Rachel Bilson's in here from the OC.
Would you cancel? I heard.
Oh, all right.
So we're not sure who it is tomorrow. Maybe somebody from the OC.
Yeah.
How about that?
Tell you, someone who's not from the OC, not allowed in the OC, Andy Dick will be in here
The Exorcist music.
Because it's Halloween.
I see. Okay.
And we have Michael J. Curry in here tonight, who's a psychic and a parapsychological investigator.
I have to leave.
So there's Andy. We're taking your questions tonight. Couple things I was thinking about on the ride in. So what do you think of stuff like this, Michael? You know, they did that whole thing where the Washington Redskins played the Green Bay Packers today at RFK, and for the last 16 games, or oh no, 16 presidents, I think. Oh no, wait a minute, I got to do some math here. Like since 19, I don't know, 40. When the Skins win, the incumbent stays.
Right, right.
So it's basically when the home team wins, the home president, whoever's in office, be it Democrat or Republican, stays in office on an election year.
Right.
And coming so close to the election, the game closest to the election. So this year, today, Green Bay won.
Ooh.
So that would be good for Carrie, by the way. But these are things that, you know, the last, you know, it's I think it's like 16 times old. I don't know where I'm getting that, but it's many, many years old. All right. Is there anything to that?
Maybe.
Is that coincidence?
Maybe. I don't
know.
I have no idea. I have no answer for that. You know, it's possible. Anything is possible. Anything that you put out there, and Dr. Drew and I were talking about this a few minutes ago, that, you know, people ask about curses. Do I believe in curses?
Yeah.
I believe in the power of the word. I think everything we say goes a long way. If you're driving on the 405 and somebody cuts you off and you flip them off and tell them to go to hell, well, you better reverse that because, you know, you may have something negative happen to you.
Mm-hmm. What should you do? How do you reverse this? I've done like 70,000 of those.
You say, universe, I reverse that thought.
Do I have to do 70,000
of those?
Yes, you
do. Oh, yes,
Adam,
starting right now.
You better dedicate the next year to this.
That's right.
All right. All right, I got to leave now.
Start.
Then
universe, I reverse that thought.
Is there a chalkboard
to
write on, or I just say it out loud?
No, of course not. But you know, seriously, I think that what we say really affects who we are and what we do. And you know, people that are bad. There's another radio show that has psychics on all the time, and sometimes I listen. I think it's kind of interesting. But you know, some people believe in reincarnation, and some people don't. It's whatever your experience is that you want to call truth. That's what's truth to you.
You don't believe in reincarnation?
I actually do.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Where were you before? Before this,
I've been regressed 8 times.
8 times.
Yes.
Regressed means reborn.
No. That's a regression. It's a therapeutical experience. It's like hypnosis.
Right.
And you go back into your lives and you talk about where you've been and people you've been. And I could tell you, but it would take hours, and we don't have hours for that.
Exciting stuff.
Let me just say this. You know, in my short life on Earth, I have done more in my life than most people have done in a lifetime. I'm a professional opera singer. I'm an antique dealer, a certified appraiser. I've built dollhouses. I've sculpted from porcelain. Never had any classes working with wood.
Really?
Never knew how to work with tools. Haven't cut off any fingers yet. Never had any classes working in porcelain, but I've won all kinds of awards through the years with my work. Where does all of this come from?
Well, a lot of the porcelain comes in from Africa.
I'm talking about
India.
Abilities.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where does your comedy come from?
I thought we were talking material.
Your comedy comes from the bathroom.
Hold on a second. Yes, it does come from the potty. All right, we got to take a quick break. Michael J. Curry is in here tonight. I'm going to find out what Drew was before this.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Possibly
I'll
me.
Tell you who
find
you were,
Drew,
too, before
find out what
we're
I was,
fantastic.
Drew was.
Was good.
And we'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Michael J. Curry, psychic, is here tonight. Parapsychological investigator as well. I was, it's Halloween, so we're sticking with the theme. We got some calls. When we left off, we were talking about being reincarnated, and past lives, and all that kind of stuff. Michael's a fan. I have no thoughts on it, but Michael says he knows what Drew was.
And you too.
And me too.
Mm-hmm.
So fire away.
I'll tell you a little bit about that later. I want to feel the vibrations of your energy a little bit more first before I go into that.
Drew let a little vibe go in the hall on the way
I'm sure
back
he
from
did.
The bathroom.
I thought I smelled that. I wasn't sure
it
if that was you. Or...
Yeah,
brown would have been his aura's color and that passed.
No, your color was brown, remember?
So. Oh, right.
But actually, your colors have changed
now. It was
now,
green,
so
yeah.
Yours is yellow now.
Thank you.
Well, that was just what you finished.
I took a multivitamin.
Yeah.
and so, come on, give Drew just a little shot of the past.
Well,
life.
I can't. I can't do it yet.
Oh,
I have to absorb more of your energy.
Don't you have to feel my palm? Or
no, I don't read palms. Oh, you do have a long lifeline, though. That's
good,
pretty
I like
good.
That. That's the way I'm feeling tonight. I'm glad to hear that. But don't people try to, you try to.
You got to pick
I'm
up.
Not a palm reader.
So that's
not
don't reading, read but the palm. Just pick it up.
No. You know what? I can feel your energy just sitting across from you. We're sitting about, 2 feet, 3 feet away from each other?
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it. But the thing is, I don't know. I don't have an answer for you yet.
Well, here's
it doesn't
good,
work like
the,
that.
The
it takes
good
a while.
News on this is no one's ever really going to call you on it. Especially if it's flattering. Like if you said, look, you cleaned up after the elephant at the circus, people might have a beef with it.
No, that was you, Adam.
That worked the nobility side. And Drew, you're a proud, brave warrior.
I was Jeb Stuart.
Yeah. You're a warrior, you're a father, you're a statesman.
I will tell you this. A lot of times people... See, I don't do past life regression therapy. I have friends that do that. But I feel things about people. And it's so funny when people come up to me and they're so upset when they haven't found out that they were Cleopatra or a king or a queen. And I'm thinking, well, we can't all have done those things. I mean, somebody had to be the slaves to the pharaohs.
Right.
Meaning,
most
you know,
people. That's our
most
point.
People.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've done the math and figured out only about 50%. percent of us could have been royalty. 50 to 60%. I know Drew and I were, of course. Yeah, look of course. At us.
But you know what? Who cares? I mean, well, why would people want to go back and relive an experience? For I have this theory that I like to say, and that is that I live in today. I'm excited about tomorrow, and I leave the past in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And unless you know, there are a lot of parapsychological people out there, or professors and psychologists that I've met, and they feel that they can help their clients with problems they're having today by going back into the past, and that's where regression therapy came into vogue. I met a woman a few years ago. Her name is Dr. Hazel Denning. She's a very good friend of mine, and she's 95 years old now, but she was one of the first women in America to get her degree, a doctoral degree in parapsychology, and she started an institute.
Just disagreed. You have to call. So obnoxious.
But she actually started a program where she could teach people how to put people under through past life regression therapy, and it's mm-hmm. very, very interesting. But she also says that. She doesn't believe it's important to focus on the past unless you have a specific reason to go back there.
Hmm. Right. All right. So, well, you can read Drew's vibe. You can read my vibe.
I will.
And sometime give us, and we won't go back too many guys, but like 50 guys. Names and dates, things like that.
Honestly, you've probably had, if reincarnation is real, and I say if because I don't really know, but if it is real, you, Adam, have probably lived, you know, 50, 60 lives yourself.
Well,
I've lived half of them here with him.
Yeah. You probably have. That's right.
Really?
No,
but
50,
I mean,
50,
you
60.
Put me through about
why
the,
50, 60?
I don't know, but I'm from the way you talk and your persona and the aura colors and the layers of colors I see around you, you probably have been here many, many times.
Thank you. It's clear that I'm bored.
But you have to come back. You're probably going to have to come back and live your life over again, and you won't be
God,
a radio
no.
DJ in your next life.
Christ. Hopefully I'll move up to mobile DJ.
Or maybe you'll be a movie star.
Playing
who knows?
That ranchero music.
Or maybe you'll parties. Be maybe you'll be a zookeeper and you'll have to scoop up all the elephant's poop. I mean, you know.
If I'm the zookeeper, I'm going to get some flunky to do that for me.
That may be a very, very spiritual job for you.
All right. Well, now, you should move up.
Elephant
do you get
block.
To move up, by the way,
well,
each time?
The belief is that if you learn the lessons that you're here to learn in this lifetime, then mm-hmm. you move up another level.
All right, you got problems.
All right. All right.
And I think that what
fast
I think the reason.
Is he going to have kids?
Yeah, what about me? What about kids?
I don't know. I'll have to tell you a little bit later. Okay. Yeah. I think that the reason that we're here is to raise our vibrational energy to a higher point. I really mm-hmm. believe that. And I think that every person evolves. Animals evolve, too. But we evolve within our own sphere of our own life.
Hopefully we eat them before they get to evolve, because I don't need them getting too smart and then coming after us.
Oh,
you know what I mean? That's my plan. Oh, yes. And what about robots? Robots are coming.
That's a long way down.
Artificial intelligence, they're now walking upright. It's no longer tank treads anymore.
You know, that's so funny. When I was thinking about this the other day when I was in the eighth grade talking to a friend of mine, Michael McAnally, and we were thinking of dreaming about what life would be like in the year 2000.
Wow.
Would we be flying in cars like the Jetsons?
Sure.
And we're so behind. We haven't evolved enough. It doesn't seem like we've evolved enough in the last 20 years.
No, and then, you know, every door would be an aperture, be
that's
an
right.
airlock.
That's
no more denim. We'd all be wearing gray jumpsuits. For some reason, we stop eating and start taking colored pills and somehow enjoying that.
Oh, I think the Jetsons are here. I just heard one of those doors open. We'd have Rosie the Robots to do things for us. But, you know, it's interesting. But I do believe that we do evolve as human beings, and that's where we learn lessons. And a lot of people don't learn lessons.
Right, well,
a lot of people make mistakes.
We have a question for you. And, again, if you got anything for me or Drew, you just spit it out.
I will.
Brandon?
Yeah.
24, what's up?
Yeah, let's see. I'm a soldier who recently returned home from Iraq. But since I've been home, I've mm-hmm. been sensitive to a couple things. You know, just energies around me, knowing mm-hmm. a couple things. I was curious if abilities are acquired through, say, traumatic experiences or...
Why did you come back, or why did they let you come back?
What, come back from Iraq?
Yeah.
I got out of the Army. I did my 4 years.
Oh, so your time came up while you're in Iraq?
No. My time came up just as we came back. Actually, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did a tour in Afghanistan after September 11th. And
can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
go ahead. This is Michael. Would you go back if you were asked to go back?
I think. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I'd be reluctant to do so. I mean, I'm finally. I'm back at home for the first time in 4 years. I'm enjoying every aspect and every day. And
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let me say this, too, by the way. Brandon is calling from Santa Barbara. And here's my deal, if I'm the Army. You come from some beautiful beach city, you get to do 6 months instead of a year tour. And if you're like from Riverside, we'll keep you for 2 years in country. You know what I mean? It's just you're not going back. You're not missing anything.
Right, they won't miss anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Ooh. Oh, come on now.
No, it's true. It's true.
Well,
it's
no one leaves
true.
Santa Barbara, so he must feel very
Santa
strong
Barbara's
about it.
It's got to suck being essentially an ashtray, stepping over camel crap and watching giant spiders get
Well, Adam, to answer your question, and I want to say thank you to you for fighting for your country. Because you fought for all of us, and even though I don't believe in war and I wasn't for the war, I wanted to say that to you. Yes, absolutely. Traumatic experiences can jumpstart the psychic abilities in people, and you can read dozens and dozens of books from people that have had near-death experiences, or like I said, I was hit by a car, and then I started to see auras, and I saw people at church, and you know, they were there, but they were transparent, and that definitely can make that happen for you. I'm sure you saw a lot of really wild things over there.
I've had a few close calls.
I don't want to, I'm going to say a situation that happened to me. I don't liken it to it being a war, but it was traumatic, and I did believe I had got a little bit of clarity from it psychologically or parapsychologically. Remember when Taco Bell canceled the Bell Beefer?
And then the Enchirito.
And then the Enchirito.
Oh, come on.
In the same week. Do you remember how upsetting that was to me?
Yes.
I went through a sort of a shock period.
No, yeah, you were morose.
I was morose.
You were dissociated.
For that 1 week. But when I came back, there was a certain aura, a certain glow to me.
There was.
Certain knowledge that I had.
So, Brandon, what was your experience? Can you share that with us?
Brandon?
I'm sorry, my phone kind of cut out real quick.
What was your experience that you felt that you have had some connections with parapsychology?
I've been picking up on people's energies, you know, like spending less time with people that make me feel extraordinarily uncomfortable. I know that sounds kind of weak, but...
No, not at all. Not at all.
Why did you ask him about going back? Would he go back? Why'd you ask that question?
Well, I wanted to get on with this question with him rather than talk about Taco Bell and Bell Beefers because we're here to talk about psychic stuff.
Well, you asked Brandon at the opening whether he would go back to Iraq.
Oh, go back to... I'm just curious.
Always
just
so curious. Defensive, Michael. Angry and defensive.
Not angry at all.
Angry
You had
defensive
me here for a reason, and we're here to talk about psychic stuff, not about
Bell
Beefers.
Angry and defensive.
Oh, my God. I just had a flash.
Yes.
In your past life, you were hamburger meat.
Yes.
That's why you were so shocked. You wanted the Bell Beefer to stay.
Angry and defensive. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for your contribution, by the way. And I would imagine that any time you're in a situation where your life is in jeopardy and you're in that situation for a prolonged period of time, you're just going to come back with a sort of renewed sense of whatever.
That's true.
Yeah, and I don't mean that in necessarily a positive way, but maybe you turn it into something positive. And you know, he's saying, by the way, you don't have to read tarot cards to figure out that don't hang out with a-holes.
Right.
And I just mean everybody. I think people do this. They spend too much time with people that aren't good people. I tell this to Drew all the time, by the way. Won't listen to me.
No, I try.
If someone's not a great person and they don't have much to offer, or maybe they're the kind of person that builds you up and then knocks you down a couple notches, don't hang out with them. It's fine. Life's too short.
But what he's talking about is from seeing something so horrific as I don't know if you were in action, but you know, I'm sure a lot of those guys and gals that have been fighting in the Middle East, you know, will come back with a renewed sense of who they are, and that may jumpstart something that could happen to you. If you go to places, it's good to know if you feel that you can trust that person or not. That's not necessarily a psychic thing, but certainly, you know, when I meet people, if I feel that they're bad, I really don't stay in the room with them. I leave or I move away from that.
Well, you made it an hour and 13 minutes with
us. But he's leaving as soon as the time is up.
I know.
Look at the clock.
Mandy?
Like, yeah. Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Mandy.
Uh-oh. Casey?
Oh, all right. Well, it said Mandy. Boy, talk about disappointment. What is your question, Casey?
My girlfriend actually got a little shy. She's got double Ds, and she's 15. She's wondering about breast reduction.
And where is she?
Where is she?
Bonesy.
She's actually hiding in the room right now.
All right. Well, you got to give her the phone.
Okay. Hold on. Let me go find her.
All right. You can find her.
Yeah,
hiding in the room.
Side effects and scarring and whatnot.
All right, Drew. What about What about breast reduction for 15-year-olds?
I don't think many surgeons would do it on a 15-year-old because there can be regrowth of tissue. Mm-hmm. There can be second thoughts about whether she should have done it. Mm-hmm. There is, of course, risks of surgery and scarring and infection and bleeding.
Yeah.
So I think you got to wait a couple years, Mandy.
All right. He's walking around. She's dropping the phone in the hamper where she's hiding. But you wait a few years.
Yeah.
In the meantime, what do you do?
And by the way, how's Mandy's boyfriend feel about this?
I'm not too fond about it myself.
Of the reduction?
No, of the boobs.
The reduction.
I think they're nice, but I don't think she needs a reduction. But she's all complaining about wanting back.
Yeah, smart. Right. Right. All right. Are you a boob man, Casey?
I'm a big boob man there.
Yeah, all right. So it's got to be tough. No, but it's like buying a house because if it's beautiful hardwood floors and then someone wants a carpet over them as soon as you move in. See
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. You're hardwood guy. You know what I mean? I'm a pagan groove guy myself. Yeah. Drew's a shiplap and Michael's
group.
A T&G man. Yeah. All right. So Casey.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her. Well, why doesn't she? She can get a consultation.
She can't talk to me. If she's in fact having back problems and neck problems and deep bra strap grooves and this sort of stuff, it's it's worth looking into. But better she should get some physical therapy and some exercise plan rather than going under the knife at 15.
All right. Is everyone voting on Tuesday?
Everyone or die. Great South Park about that. By
the way. Really?
Yeah.
I was going to vote until all those celebrity a-holes started yelling at me to vote. Now I'm not voting. There's really an excuse
Stan gets banished from South Park for not voting because it thinks it's between a douchebag and a turd sandwich, so we're
right.
Vote.
All right.
And then he gets banished.
Yeah. Drew loves South Park all of a sudden.
I'm converted.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
You know why? Because I think we need some new Family Guys.
What about The Simpsons?
Yeah, what about The Simpsons?
That's a great show.
Needs some new Family Guys.
I love
That's the
bottom
Simpsons. Line. It's time for that new Family Guy season.
I think Homer should run for president. I think he'd be better than the candidates that are running now.
They whenever they ask, I know they always do this just to piss us off, by the way, and for some reason we find it necessary around election time to go around the world and find out what those idiots want to know, and they always want like Homer Simpson or something, like Paris, you know, France always wants a Homer Simpson as president.
Or
Jerry
Lewis.
He's always the most popular American is like Homer Simpson.
Yeah.
All right. Can we stop doing that, by the way? And here's our answer to whoever they're voting on in lands unknown. We don't give a rat's ass. Knock yourself out. Whatever you want. We'll figure you'll F it up no matter what direction you go, so just go ahead. Mm. Yeah. And that's fine. And then we won't have to tell you what we're doing. What about that Bin Laden thing?
Tape?
What'd you make of that? What was the vibe around Bin Laden? Did you see anything around the kufi he was wearing or the beard or anything like that?
No, I can't see auras on television.
Oh,
it doesn't
really?
Look like that, no.
Yeah,
I can see him in photographs, but I can't see him on television.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What if someone takes a picture of a TV?
It doesn't work. No. Has to be a current picture. In fact, I do a lot of readings over the phone for people internationally. And
oh, really?
I always ask them to send me a current color photograph of themselves, and I can see their auras, and I can see them around animals, too.
Wow.
But I'd like to do readings in person because then I can see things. And your colors have just changed. Your color has been so red in the last couple of seconds when you were talking about politics and things. And I feel that that's an area that you you really like talking about that, but you get very up. You get real fiery.
What do you think
happens?
About Bin Laden? Well, wait a second. Can you do a reading on a pet?
Sure.
Oh, you can?
Sure. I need a photograph of them, or I need to see the pet.
I got a picture of my dog on my cell phone, I think.
It has to be a physical photograph. Again, that's like a television screen, so I wouldn't be able to read the aura from that.
All right.
So what did you think of Bin Laden? What did you
perfect
think of
sense.
What did you think of the Bin Laden thing?
What? It was weird. He was kind of backpedaling a little bit, which
that's
I thought
what I
was,
thought. He's before
funny.
It's like no one is safe, no American family is safe. Now it's like we're going to get you again. We are. We're going to poke you in the eye again.
No, so, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of when tough guys back down.
It's exactly what it seems like to me.
You see that in high school, like when the two tough guys go at each other, and the one guy who's supposed to be tough backs down, and they do that, like, dude, we could throw down right now.
Yes,
but that wouldn't solve anything. Okay, hey, I'll kick your ass right now, but all I'll do is get my shirt torn.
Think how different that is than the rhetoric when no family in America was saved, we're coming to get you.
Right. I felt that too. I want to say, though, that I do feel that we're not finished yet. They're not finished with us yet.
I'm sure.
You know, I feel that there are several other experiences to come. I can't tell you where they're going to be, but we haven't seen 9/11. 9/11 was just, that was just,
it makes
the,
sense.
That was
right?
The icebreaker, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a shame to say that, but that seems to be the case.
It makes sense.
A lot of psychics have been saying that too.
Yeah. Well, you gotta play this, you put the money on the pony that's going to come in, you know, and I think more terrorist activities as a psychic, smart money. Dave?
Hello.
23?
Yep.
Man, you know, it'd be great if we had a psychic that was like a dead nuts on, and then we'd have to protect them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because then the terrorists would, you know, be foiled every time. Yeah. I mean, then the terrorists would have to go after the psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Write that down, Drew. That's much better than my Steven Seagal idea movie where we kill him and send him to hell to go interview Hitler to get information to come back and kill another guy.
That wouldn't happen. I just don't think
there's no hell?
I don't believe in hell. I think that hell is a man-made belief. I really do.
Well, what?
And I'm Roman Catholic, too, but I just don't believe in all of the teachings of the church or of any church.
Where do the bad people go when they die?
I don't know.
Somewhere bad, though, right?
I would think that people that are bad become bad spirits, and people that are good are good spirits.
Yeah, but then they torture the good spirits? They have to hang out with
the good
spirits?
I don't believe in that. I think that's all, again, man-made, you know, issues.
But are the bad spirits and good spirits separated?
Look, if reincarnation is real, right?
Sure.
If it is,
okay.
And if you read the beliefs, or if you read the study of reincarnation in many of the different philosophies, they say that if you haven't learned the lessons in your life, if you live a life of you know, evil, you kill people and you rape people, right, you'll have to come back and live your life all over again. They say the same thing about suicide. If you end your life before your time, your allotted time, you'll have to come back and you'll have to live
it
again.
What if you're sick and you have like advanced stages of Lou Gehrig's disease and you kill yourself in your 70s? Still counts?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe it does. The thing is that if you are ending your life before it's your time to go, you will probably have to come back and live that life over again in some form.
Maybe that's a way to get reincarnated.
However, maybe it was their path this time to commit suicide. Maybe they needed to go through that experience. You know, if that is true, that would be the way it would be. You know, there are so many sites around that are haunted as well. We haven't really talked about that much, but the Queen Mary is one of those places. The Queen Mary is, I think, is one of the most haunted ships in the world.
I thought you meant the tranny drag strip up there on Ventura.
That
place,
Drew?
Yeah.
Nice.
Went there for a bachelor party. Well,
that may be haunted,
almost,
too.
Almost haunted with my vomit, I'll tell you that.
But the cool thing about the Queen Mary is that they actually acknowledge the fact that their place is haunted. They make a point of, you know, they've have tours now. There's a famous psychic, Peter James, who gives tours there, and I've done some private tours there. I've done seances there
stuff. Why is the Queen Mary haunted? What makes a good place? I mean, age is nice. Like, there's not a lot of mini malls that are haunted.
Yes, there are.
Like 4 years.
Yes,
old.
There are.
What about brand new mini malls?
All hospitals are haunted.
Ooh,
all churches are haunted. Radio stations are haunted.
Uh-huh.
You guys have ghosts here.
Yeah.
Ghosts are everywhere. But for some reason, they are more concentrated in some areas than others. The Queen Mary has have seen so much through history. You know, it was a transport ship during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
It was called the Grey Ghost, and I understand that there were more people crammed on that ship. They were crammed in like sardines, you know, servicemen. And I think that it's people go back to places where they either enjoyed themselves or something traumatic happened. A lot of people died on board cruise ships, not just, you know,
bad
the Queen
shrimp.
Mary, but... Maybe bad shrimp. Maybe they died of tuberculosis. Maybe they had meningitis or whatever. But they, you know, people were found dead in their beds. There was a hospital there.
Sure.
But many of the spirits who haunt the Queen Mary appear like dancing in the ballroom, and they're wearing ball gowns and tuxedos, and they're enjoying themselves.
Hmm.
There are just, you know, thousands of spirits there. Well, that's one concentrated area.
It's smart to, you know, focus on cruising, you know, if you're dead.
In life.
Oh, no, I mean,
no,
if you're a spirit,
but that ship
no, I'm
doesn't
just
move.
Saying,
why would you go to the Queen Mary?
You know, you want to haunt like a port of sand out in Riverside or something? Go to on a cruise ship. Yeah, but it's everything. You know, they're dancing.
You know what?
No, it's not.
Your old studios in Burbank were haunted. I was on the Kevin and Bean show a few years ago, and there were several spirits there.
Oh, really?
Yes, and one of the guys was telling me that when he used to work in the studio, he would feel presence quite a bit.
Yeah, that was probably Jed.
But there are spirits everywhere. And, you know, it makes sense that hospitals could be haunted. Yeah. People die there all the time.
Sure.
But you
Bruce
don't.
Killed many of them.
Spirits, maybe he has. No,
yes.
I think you might
have, too. Mercy killing.
But the thing is that people don't just go back to a place where they died. You know, people used to always ask me, are cemeteries all haunted? And sometimes they are, sometimes they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirits seem to go back to a place that is familiar to them. Do you know that about 80% of spirits who haunt the earth are children under the age of 12?
I had not heard that. That was alarming.
And why do you think that would be? Do you have any idea?
Why 80%
of the spirits
who haunt the earth are children under the age of 12.
Wow.
This is my percentage from the work that I have done.
Sure.
And I believe it's because children don't yet understand the concept of death. They go back looking for their parents, someone they trusted. They go back, they look for teachers, schools are haunted. I mean, it's amazing. In my book, Haunted Houses of Pasadena, I researched over 750 so-called haunted houses in a 12-year period, and the book chronicles about 100 of the most interesting cases.
Drew lives out in Pasadena.
Oh, do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts do you live?
Near the Rose Bowl, kind
of. Okay.
Yeah, that's a haunted place.
That's my neighborhood, too. I live up there as well.
That's 100 years old, that Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing is that it's not just old places that are haunted.
New places
are haunted. Spirits don't haunt the building. They haunt the land, the space that the building may have been in. There are, you know, a lot of Native American spirits in the world. Some of the missions are haunted. There are numerous stories of ghosts at the missions.
How come we never see anything? You know.
You probably do.
I know. But
you probably do, but you're so close to this.
I know. But listen, I'm close to a lot of things, but if I see them, I'm open to them.
But
the only reason I'm close to it is because it never happened.
But the thing is, it probably has happened, but because you're not aware of what you're looking at or what you're seeing, you're just not aware that it's a spirit.
Well, I know, but, you know, I've had lights flicker before, and I will not call that a
It's a lot more than just lights flickering. It's a lot. It's a feeling you get.
All right, I'm just saying. I would be more open to this if I saw a little more firsthand. And Drew, living in Pasadena, there's a 50-50 chance his house is haunted, and he sees nothing. You know why? Because he's a man of science.
Hey, did you guys hear that noise about 30 seconds ago?
Yes, we did. That must be your spirit here.
That was my mic moving, huh?
Yeah.
The thing is, a lot of doctors and a lot of scientists today are more open to the idea of parapsychology as a science. In fact, there's a wonderful new movie out now called What the Bleep. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
It's a great movie. It talks about quantum physics, and they talk about energy and that everything that is
boring.
You know what? It's not boring. It's actually really exciting. Marley Matlin.
Boring.
Is the star.
All right. Hold on a second. Tell him during the commercial, by the way. All right. Now we got to take a break.
When we come back,
Drew's got a whiz. Yeah. That means he's got to talk about you, Michael.
Too much
Michael
tea.
J. Curry is in the studio tonight. He's a psychic. It's after all Halloween. Tell us, give us a little past life shot when we come back, yes?
We'll see.
Focus, baby.
We'll see.
Focus. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Michael J. Curry is here tonight. He's a psychic. He's also a parapsychological investigator. He knows all. He tells all. Yes, Drew.
I'll let you finish.
Okay. He is going to read our past life thing.
Yeah, a little bit later, like I said.
Got some ideas.
You know, I have this feeling, though, Dr. Drew, don't you have a book that just came out?
Thank you, Michael. It's funny you should mention that.
Yeah.
God, is he good. I have a paperback version of Cracked coming out. Those of you that have not read that book, it was a labor of love of mine. We got published last year, and now it's coming out in paperback.
Ooh.
A lot less expensive, and if people were angry at the price, I don't blame you, but now it's like less than half.
Really?
Paperback.
What was it when it came out?
It was like $25.
Uh-huh.
And now they're like $8 or something.
But that's what books cost today. Books are expensive. It's an expensive process.
But please get the paperback. Please support me on this. And this is a book I really think is an important book, and I wish you'd all read it and tell me what you think of it.
Please do.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to say this. I think if you really want to try to see something, I think you guys should come on one of my Haunted Houses of Pasadena walking tours. Because I take people to tours. You actually go to 13 of the most haunted sites in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tour coming up November 28th in Hollywood.
What's the most haunted site in Pasadena?
You have to come on the tour.
Okay, right.
But yeah. If you take my evening tour, it includes a four-hour walking and driving tour, dinner at a haunted gourmet restaurant, and a little psychic reading with me afterwards.
Ooh.
So it's kind of cool. And it's not there aren't many psychics in the country that do tours.
Mm-hmm.
And you also learn a lot about history. And I do tours in Monrovia and Orange County as well. So it's a neat opportunity. And then, of course, I'm available for private readings if people want me to come and tell them things about their lives and whatever. And
such
it's a neat experience.
Such as who they were in a past life?
No. More about what's going on in their lives today and what's coming for them in the immediate future, if they want to meet their spirit guides and they want to know what their aura is about. You know, the interesting thing about reading auras is that, like a doctor, I'm not a doctor, but I can see things in their aura, like if they have a vitamin deficiency or if they're getting too much of a certain vitamin or they need nutrients or, you know, they haven't had enough sex. I see a lot of interesting things in auras.
Mm-hmm. Anything coming to you in my
In your direction, I think you need more sex, Adam. I think that's why you don't have any children yet. I think you need to, get involved.
Double down.
Well, hold still because we're getting started tonight.
I actually do see some children.
Yeah.
Oh,
coming
some
for you.
Children.
Yeah.
Some children.
And, you know, children come in many different forms, naturally.
They got the Asian
but,
ones.
Everything.
But yes. I do sense there are three children that will be in
I
your
welcome
future.
The day.
Good.
Oh,
those
my
are
God.
True. Maybe I'll just take your kids over.
Yeah, you did say they come in different forms.
They're ready to go. I mean, they're sort of they're potty trained.
Yeah, they're
all housebroken.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know.
They all have their stuff.
I wouldn't
hands.
Mind having children like that are all ready to go.
Oh, yeah, they're done. They're ready to go.
Lose all of those years of changing diapers and things. You know?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, so, all right. So I got kids coming. What's Drew got? Is he down on any vitamins? How's he doing in the electrolyte department?
Well, I can't do that here. But I do feel that there are two novels you're going to write. One of them has to do with music.
Interesting.
And you'll probably start working on those in about 2 years or so. One of them may already be in your head. The formula is there.
I have one in my head, but it doesn't have to do with music. Is it?
Well, I said two.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Hold on. Too. Boring the opera? Boring
the novel.
Yes.
Adam, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
A few voice lessons? Hey, you know.
Forget about Drew. What about
I don't want to hear more about my book.
Your son is gay.
Nothing else?
You're going to write.
Who is this voice coming from the other side?
It's a sweet, sweet spirit named Anderson.
Balls hurt, they'll never heal.
He's a drunken
spirit. That's a terrible voice. Yikes.
All right, so tell Drew more about his book.
There are two books that you need to write that will be coming through to you, you know, in the next couple of years. But one of them is definitely a novel, and it's going to be a really big seller for you.
Yeah, that's three, by the way, for you. You see what I'm saying?
Three books.
Stephen King would kill himself if he sold this little.
I understand.
But for you,
don't have to.
Oh, come on!
He's onto something here.
All right, keep going. So big novel for Drew coming.
Yeah. But actually, I see a book around Adam, too, and I sense that you've written some books in the past or you've written some stuff that you are a writer.
Sure.
Some of that. It's true, he has.
Is it true? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a book that you will be writing about your spiritual quest, and it will come into play in about another 10 to 13
Could
years,
it be a
14
movie?
Years.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Who?
Maybe.
Drew? Drew's
no.
writing a book?
You.
Oh, me.
You.
About my spiritual quest.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's a boxer.
Look forward to that.
I don't think it has anything to do with boxing.
All right. And what else? What else for Drew? Anything for myself coming up? Anything U.S.? Any travel? Is Drew going to cheat again?
Your aura's turning green again. I hope nothing comes up in here. I really don't want to see that. But
No, that's the horny one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's
so right. What about it? Career-wise, anything?
Career-wise?
Can Drew ever get back on TV?
Yeah, actually,
anything.
He could.
He could.
Yes,
that.
You can.
Hostage situation? How does he do it? Breaks into the newsroom?
Actually,
how does that work?
Post office. I think I actually see...
post office scene?
I see Adam's face on a wanted poster in a post office.
Please.
No, but there. I think that there's a series coming up for you that you could be involved in. And
it's true, there is.
And it's a non... possibly a non-medical role.
Ooh.
So,
well, that's not this one.
Well... But, you know, there could be many. Yeah. You know, I get offers for things all the time, too, and they don't always turn into fruition. I'm still waiting for the big producer to drop out of the sky with $1 million budget, you know, or $1 billion budget. But this project is going to be very interesting for you because your son is going to be involved in this as well, George, which is the name I picked up at the beginning of the show.
Wow.
So it is a ways off. Yeah, he's little, is that correct?
12, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll be in his 40s when it breaks.
No.
It's all right.
It'll come.
Just relax.
It'll come sooner than that. But I do feel that that's going to happen for you.
Interesting.
Adam,
What do we got?
I feel that you are going to move forward in your career as well. You're going to be Thank doing you. Some more roles in movies. Have you appeared in movies?
The occasional movie.
Well, he's okay. appeared, but...
Now that they come out in the extended DVD format, you can find me again.
Okay, like Pee-wee's Big Adventure and
well, here,
like that?
Here's what I'm saying. If the movie comes out, if it's released, I'm usually cut out of it. If it doesn't get released, then I stay in it. It's usually how it works.
But I sense that there... Have you done any voiceover work?
Done a little voiceover work.
There are some pictures coming up, possibly one with Disney that they may call you and invite you to be a part of.
That'd be nice.
That'd be good.
Now, if you guys get these things, I get 10%, okay?
Sure.
That's how it works here, you know?
Sure.
But obviously, I mean, I really do feel that there are some movies, some roles that are going to be coming up for you. And actually, somebody is writing a picture right now with you in mind to play the part of a comedian.
Thank you. All right.
Interesting.
Well, if they're listening, get going. Let's go now. Got to get out of this stuff.
It's in the works. You're going to get the call very soon.
All right. You know, it's funny. You know, it's interesting, and I know you're not going to like this, but whenever we have the spirits in here, they don't realize how lazy I am. You know what I mean?
No, they do. He immediately said, they're going to have to call you.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right.
You just figured you're
told you I'm lazy, right?
I knew you were lazy. They didn't have to tell me. I can see it in your aura.
Okay. See that?
But you're not lazy. You are a really exciting guy. I sense that you, like I said, this is your stick. You know, this is your character on here.
He gets S done. But make no mistake about it, he is lazy. Well, in his core.
Maybe he is.
Yes.
But a lot of people are.
That's right. There's a difference between lazy and irresponsible.
What is your astrological sign?
I'm a Cancer eye.
Ah.
Cancer eye.
No, I don't know. Gemini. Gemini.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You're Gemini?
You knew it.
Oh, no wonder you're so screwed up.
Yeah.
And what are you?
Virgo.
You're a Virgo? Are you really?
Yeah.
I would have guessed that you were an Aquarius or a Sagittarius.
Are we compatible, me and Drew, by the way?
No, you're not. Not for marriage, anyway.
All right. Well, we just went a physical encounter.
Yeah, we just have sex once in a while.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's what happens on those potty breaks. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
I mentioned to Chris it seemed to happen a little too often. I was wondering what was going on in there.
Yeah.
But seriously, you are a lot like your sign. I mean, you're very typical of your sign. And and a lot of people under your sign have two sides to them.
Mm-hmm.
They have their serious side and they have their comical side. And the comical is sometimes much more prevalent than the serious side. So I think you're a very deep person.
Thank you.
And as I said before, I think this is sort of your shtick. This is the character that we see on television and in movies when you're on the radio, when you're on the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
But you do have this other side of you that is very deep and very spiritual, and you do have some purple in your aura as well.
Not spiritual.
What does that mean?
Maybe
you're spiritual.
What's the purple mean?
Spiritual isn't, you know, a lot of people get spiritual confused. They think it means religious. I don't think you're a religious person at all. But
I'm not spiritual either, though.
Well,
I got nothing.
No, you do. You do. Well, you've got some white. You've
purple
got some
means spiritual.
Purple is spiritual. Yeah. You've got some white mixed in there as well.
All right. All right.
You know, there are moments when you're spiritual. But,
true,
you know. Like meditation. People think meditation means you sit in an Indian style and you chant Om. That's just one form of meditation. Do you realize that when you're stuck in traffic on the 405 and you're going to the valley or coming over here and you're thinking about your day and planning your day, that's meditation. When you're standing in the shower in the morning and you're getting ready from work and you're thinking about what you're going to be doing, that's meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the ocean and listening to the waves crash against the shore is also a form.
Well,
or staring at a fire. So you do have those moments.
Is this meditation now?
No, this is not meditation now.
All right. Kind of hoping I could get it over with.
Let's ask the callers, though, if anybody out there has had any experiences in a haunted house or if they live in haunted houses. I'd be curious to hear about that from
There's
the valley.
Paul. It's a different kind of, a little bit different question.
Paul? 17. 17?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it says here you felt very lucky your whole life. You have good instincts.
Yeah. It's like... I'm looking away or something when I'm driving, I like correct it perfectly, or I don't know, it's weird. Everything that happens with me, it seems like it turns out perfect.
Right. First off, you're 17. Give it time. It'll go south on
you real
quick.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, really.
A couple of girlfriends dump you. You get clipped by a drunk driver. Believe me, there's plenty of time. Plenty.
Adam, you're so psychic.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're in high school?
Yeah.
And how you doing? Are your grades good?
Yeah.
And you going off to college?
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Where are you going to college?
I'm going to go to Southern Cal. I'm not sure which college yet.
Uh-huh. Are you a senior?
No, I'm a junior.
A junior.
Wait, you're going to go to SC?
No, he's coming to Southern California, but doesn't know which college yet. Yeah, he's a junior. He didn't have to decide yet.
Do you feel that you're psychic?
No, I just feel that something might just be protecting me a lot. So I thought I could ask you, like, how many of these spiritual guides that you thought I might have? Because I feel like I'm just really being looked out for.
Well, you know, I have to agree with Adam. I think that you probably have, you know, several spirit guides, but you haven't really lived life yet.
Oh, I've done so many extremely dangerous things that turned out extremely perfect.
Okay, but that's dangerous things. We're talking about living life and dating and experiencing, you know, death in your life. Not that you're going to die, but, you know.
Hold on. You doing a tail drag on some railing on your skateboard and not getting stitches in your forehead doesn't mean you have spirit guides protecting you. It just means you got lucky that day.
Well, I think it's more than that, and I'm, first of all, I'm not a skater. I don't like skaters.
How dare you, Adam? How dare you?
Well, give us an example of something you've done that has turned out lucky.
But that is an example of concrete thinking, which somebody could be prone to having sort of grandiose thoughts with that.
But what? Give us an example of how you've cheated death.
I have a couple times. Sometimes, like, I'll know, like, right before something happens. Like, I just, like, I move right before something happens. Like, we were working on a friend of mine's truck, and we were taking out the transmission, and the transmission falls off of some blocks, and right before it fell, I'm, like, flipped over, because I don't know why. I just got this weird feeling, and I flipped over, and the transmission smashes into the concrete, makes a big old chip right where my head was.
Well, all right. That's crushed.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's white trash, by the way. He's
from
not
your
going to college.
From
he's
your
not
voice.
Going to college. Do you hear me?
He dropped the
tranny on an F-150 at 16. Believe me, there's not college bound.
But you do have spirit guides around you, and I do feel from your voice there. I feel five. Well, one of them is telling me that her name is Joanne. Now, this may not be somebody that you've known in your lifetime, but she says she's been with you since you were 4 years old, and she watches over you. And I do sense that you're going to go quite far in life. You will live past the age of 85.
Wow.
And you're going to accomplish quite a few great feats in your life.
I've had other psychics tell me I was going to be 93.
Well, I said over 85.
They rarely go with 19. Yeah, okay, Paul. And I got another name for a psychic spirit, James Brolin of the AMCO commercials. Yeah, AAMCO. He's looking over you, too. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
No idea.
AMCO?
But I'm going with you.
You lived,
I know what AMCO is,
James Brolin.
AMCO. I don't remember James Brolin doing the commercials, though.
Oh, okay. True. Tough. Where are my spiritual guides for Dr. Drew over here?
Where are your spiritual guides that actually think you're funny?
Oh, how? Well, of course. Look, if I go talk to an Eskimo, he's not going to think I'm funny because he doesn't understand my language. You understand? If you don't understand any language, of course you're not going to think I'm funny.
What are you
doing? Don't know James Brolin does AMCO commercials. All right. I've had enough of you. We're taking a quick break. Oh, then I got Chris over here.
He's a high spirit tonight, though. He's been laughing at your stuff, smiling a lot. Yeah.
No. James Brolin AMCO commercials?
Yeah, I know AMCO. Not James Brolin. No,
it's not James Brolin.
All right, so they've only been running for 5 years. All right, we're going to take is AMCO. See, now here's my problem. Here's my spiritual problem.
Question
I think
yourself.
For a second, well, wait a minute. Maybe, and then it turns out, no, he's been a spokesman for 9 years now. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Michael J. Curry in here, psychic extraordinaire. Thank God. I'll tell you, straighten Drew right out. By the way, James Brolin has been the spokesperson for AMCO for 10 years now. Well, actually, nine
years. Be fair.
Nine and change. 2005, it'll be 10 years he's been the... I said to Drew, and this is one of the things I love most about dear, dear friend Michael J. Curry, is my argument with Drew all the time is he says, hey, let's sue me. I've never seen the commercial. I never heard. And I always say to him, yeah, you have. It just didn't register. And he said, no, I haven't. And Michael jumped in. He got my back. And he said, yeah, you have. And you have. Because you got a radio.
Everybody's heard that commercial, though, for years.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm really impressed with you, though. You're a pretty smart guy, you know.
Way smarter than Dr. Drew.
Whatever happened to Greg Brady?
Yeah, it's right here. His hair's right on top of my head.
Yeah, you do look like him, too.
Thank you, baby doll. All right. You ready? We moving forward?
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, we're almost out of time, so you got to tell us. You got to tell us some past life stuff.
I will.
Well, now
only 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Only 2 minutes left?
Yeah.
My goodness. Wow. But also, I wanted to mention, if people want to reach me, they can always find me at my website. Can we mention that on the air?
Yeah, go.
You can.
It's icghosts.com. It's the letter I, the letter C is in cat, the word ghosts, G-H-O-S-T-S.com. And they can come to my website. It's pretty cool. And check it out.
All right. Now tell Drew what he was before he was nothing.
Like I said, I don't know exactly. No. I can see a lot. I've learned a lot about you in the 2 hours that I've been sitting here.
Yeah, doesn't know James Brolin.
That's right. Isn't James Brolin married to Barbara Streisand? Are they still married?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
Go.
go. Stop. I'm getting a sign. It's a stop sign. No, just kidding. I sense that you have had many, many lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've probably had, 100 lives that you've been here. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, I don't know for sure. You'd have to be regressed. But I think that you've been you've worked in the medical profession many, many times before. And that seems to be an area that you gravitate to.
Yep.
There are 4 spirit guides here that I'm seeing around you.
Mm-hmm.
Drew. And 2 of them are women. And they're telling me that you have been a healer. Before,
passionate man, by
in the
way.
Past.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you use a passionate man.
Yes.
He's very passionate about you, too. And if you'd let him in a little bit more, you'd get a lot more help.
Not worth it.
He says it hurts.
It hurts.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why I see whips around you. Oh, yeah. Okay. Now I understand.
All right. So Drew is a healer. You got nothing.
The
just
the male.
Give him something
guides.
Good. Give us something good.
Well, I've given you something. I've given you a lot of
male
good
guides.
Stuff. You have 2 male and 2 female.
What are the male guides?
One of the males is telling me his name is Daniel. That may be the Daniel I picked up earlier today, this evening. And he's telling me that he is a relative of yours, that he is on your mother's side of the family, and he's a great, great, great uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked a pipe, reddish-colored hair.
Uh-huh.
What does he do? Does he watch over for me or something?
Well, he sort of helps you. He gives you guidance in your work as a medical professional.
Yeah. Kind of
he
suck also worked, being assigned to Drew.
He also worked in the medical profession himself as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be interesting if you could look into that and see, find out who he was. Now, Adam, on the other hand, as I said before,
see if you can find out who James Brolin is.
I think that you were the one of the garbage collectors in Rome.
That's right.
I feel that you probably scraped up the Christians from the floor of when the lions ripped them apart in the Colosseum. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I would go through their wallets, take their watches. A lot of them wore fake Rolexes even back then.
Wow.
Even back then, I thought they had sundials in those days. But honestly, truth be known, you've probably lived many lifetimes
more
as well.
Than Drew?
No, less.
Oh,
you're
good.
What we call a new soul. Your aura content tells me that you haven't been on the earth as much as Drew has, but you will learn a lot in this lifetime.
All right, well, hold on a second. One thing I've learned is we've got to take a break.
Oh,
see,
that's a great radio.
It's called a great, great radio. Hold on a second, Michael J. Curry, psychic extraordinaire, in tonight. We're going to come back. We're going to say bye. But you give me one revelation about Drew and about me when we come back. Who cares if it's true? We'll be back after that. Well, that's it. Michael J. Curry, I want to thank you for coming in tonight. Anything, you got about 25 seconds.
ICghost.com.
Well, thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate that. And like I said before, if people want to come and meet me, they can come on a tour. I can do tours all year long. And I hope that you guys will come on one of the tours.
No.
I think you would. Oh, come on. I think you'd have a great time.
I would. But there's so many things I would have a good time that I never end up doing.
But see, we might have fun. See, Drew and I could push you off of Suicide Bridge, and we could watch you splat.
Suicide
that might be really
Bridge.
Fun.
Pasadena.
Just kidding.
All right.
But honestly, your auras have changed
you.
Many, many times. And your aura was green when we started, then it turned yellow and red. And I do see a lot of purple and white around you. And
I think
you are somewhat of a spiritual person.
Thank you.
And but really, thank you for having me on your show. It's been a lot of fun.
Well,
I hope
we
to be
appreciate
on again sometime.
It. Well, about this time next year should do the trick.
And a happy Halloween to everybody.
All right.
Yeah.
So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Angry and defensive.
Oh, my God. I just had a flash.
Yes.
In your past life, you were hamburger meat.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.